Welcome to Get Sleepy, the podcast where we listen, we relax, and we get sleepy. I'm your host, Thomas, and it's a pleasure to have your company. Tonight, Marcellus will read our story. We'll be exploring the night sky with the mythical firefoxes of Finland, bringers of the northern lights. It's a magical tale with a blend of myth, legend, and of course, a breathtaking night sky. So, give yourself some time now to unwind from the day just gone. Take a deep breath in, holding at the top. Then gently release the air back out. Find a pace that is comfortable for you and breathe deeply for the next few moments. Often at night, various things can play on our mind. Things that happened in the day, things we need to do tomorrow, worries and concerns, or excitable energy that keeps our brain busier than is ideal for sleep. It's difficult to know how to deal with and respond to these thoughts without feeling overwhelmed. But each time a thought pops up in your mind, vying for your attention, try just saying, "Not now." By just internally responding, "Not now," you're sending a signal to your brain that you've acknowledged that thought, but that this is not the opportune time to deal with it. So it can gently float away, like a cloud drifting across a blue sky. And when you're better prepared to deal with that thought, it will come back to you during the day. I hope this helps to soften and settle your mind so that you can drift off with ease tonight. It's time for me to hand over to Marcellus for our story. We're heading to Finland, one of the best places in the world, to see the northern lights. So free your imagination and travel there now, where snow is falling and a blustery wind is blowing.
At the end of every year, the weather gets colder and the days grow shorter. Brisk winds dance around the fjords, mountains, and islands of the far north, welcoming winter once more. But there's one thing some people here look forward to more than anything else during the long winter months. The return of the Arctic firefoxes. The northern lights are known by many names. The Romans called the phenomenon the Aurora Borealis. But in Finland, the northern lights are called Reivontulet, which can be translated as foxfires. Tonight, you'll travel to a land of myth. In this wintry part of the world, and discover the animals who create these beautiful lights. When the colorful leaves fall off the trees and snow sprinkles down on the cold earth, it's time for the winter foxes to come out and play. The foxes shed their brown summer coats and dress all in white. Their bushy tails trail through the powder covering the ground. And everywhere they go, they leave tiny paw prints on the snow-brushed streets. People look out of frosted windows in their warm homes to the winter wonderland outside. Inside, fires rage and candles glow. But the people eagerly await what they know will soon happen. The fire foxes will take their nightly trip across the land. Because of the short winter days, even children can stay awake to watch the beauty in the sky unfold before their eyes. As the winter foxes climb up the snowy mountains, families sip thick hot cocoa, laughing and telling stories around the fire. While it may be cold and dark, meaning fewer adventures on the land, there is a beauty to this time. There are more hours to spend with family and friends. More time to sit in silence, enjoying the enchanting world all around. The sky even gets darker, and the fire foxes begin to trot. Bushy white tails wag behind the excited animals as they run across the fjords and up into the highest peaks of the mountains. Their tails hit the thick snow as they run, sending plumes of white up into the sky. The cold wind brushes against their thick fur. Staying cozy in their winter coats, the foxes gaze up at the stars. They marvel at the beauty of the night sky. It's already so enchanting, with glittering stars and a half moon. But they can't wait to add their color to the portrait above. Faster, the foxes run until they are just white blurs in the dark, indistinguishable from the snow on the ground. They run so fast that their tails thump against the rocky mountains beneath the snow, sending sparks into the sky. The sparks jump around in hues of green, red, pink, purple, and blue. They dance into the sky and mingle with the stars above. Below, the people gaze upwards, noticing the colors forming overhead. They know this means the raven tulip, the foxfires, are making their nightly appearance. The fantastic colors hover, growing brighter and brighter by the minute, lighting up the smiling faces of the people below from north to south. The colors shimmer and dance across the sky, illuminating the otherwise dark night. It feels almost as if the skies have opened, welcoming an otherworldly presence on Earth. Perhaps it's the wise old hero of legend, Vainumoinen, with his magical singing voice. Or the air spirit, Ilmatar, opening the cosmos to say hello. Or perhaps it's just the beauty of winter, beginning the season in style. Some people choose to watch the light show from inside their homes, where their crackling fires are sure to keep them warm. Others bundle up in wool sweaters, long coats, and hats, and head out into the chilly night to watch the magic. Above, The firefoxes don't lose speed. They delight in the frigid weather, feeling the soft, snowy ground beneath their paws and the cool breeze ruffling their soft white coats. It feels like the whole world is their frosty playground. The foxes watch the sparks from their tails create curtains of light in the sky above. They marvel at their creation, knowing it not only brings themselves joy, but all the people gazing up eagerly from below. The people think of how lucky they are to be living in such a beautiful place. Some people may prefer to be where the winter months are sunny and mild, but others, who know the magic of the season, would never give up their long, cold nights with this wonderful view. A little girl wanders through a snowy street under the bright sky. She tosses a snowball at her brother, who laughs and throws one back. The girl gets called away by her friends to make a snowman. Her brother falls back in the powder, sweeping his arms and legs up and down to leave his imprint on the night. Their parents share a warm apple cider with their neighbors. They delight in the way the hot mugs warm their hands in contrast to the cold air. The sweet, crisp apple taste mingles with ginger and cinnamon, making the perfect evening indulgence. They share stories and smile as they catch up with each other throughout the long night. The firefoxes continue running over the mountains, spreading joy and wonder as their sparks light up the sky. Curving over hills and twinkling across the white snow, the bluish-green lights inspire awe in all who witness them. When the foxes sprint over the fjords, the beautiful lights can also be seen below in the water. The shimmering above is reflected in the glistening portrait below, and colorful waves gently lap against the rocky shores. On the inland lakes, the calm waters create a mirror. The glow of the aurora is doubled, seeming to stretch from sky to water, with only the mountains in between. Even the fish can look up and see the bright trail of the firefoxes, if they are so inclined. All over the country, people are out enjoying the night. Families are sledding down smooth white slopes, cheering each other on and tumbling into the snow. Friends are skiing down winding trails, watching the lights above glow on the icy path in front of them. When noses and fingers begin to get cold, some people gather in steaming saunas. They slip out of their icy coats and enter into the warm, damp room. The water hisses as it hits the fire-heated rocks, keeping everyone warm in the cold, dark night. A greenish light from the sky seeps through the cracks in the wooden walls. It mingles with the stream, reminding everyone of the beauty that's waiting for them outside. The cold has made them appreciate the warmth of the sauna. But soon, the growing heat will make them crave to go back out into the frosty night. Just like the long summer days give you an appreciation of long winter nights, warmth within calls for the chill outside. The foxes especially love the long night, for they have so much time to run and play. They chase each other through the snow, jumping and prancing. They land softly in the thick snowbanks and on tall mounds of sparkling white. After a while, the fox's legs and tails get tired, so they nap, snuggled together beneath the branches of a willow or tucked away in a snow cave. Pups play with their brothers and sisters while the parents rest. Others lick their paws delicately, admiring the shining winter coats they'll keep all season. Sometimes, they glance up at the fantastic colors that trail behind them in the sky. They take a moment to marvel that something so beautiful came from such easy fun. It's not long before Karetar comes to join them. She is the mother of foxes. She plays with the little animals in the snow, enjoying her favorite time of year with her friends. Soon, she is joined by Kutar, goddess of the moon. She takes the golden threads of light in the sky and spins beautiful clothes from them, so she can stay as warm as the foxes despite the chill. She too loves this time of year, as the colors the foxes create in the sky only make the moon shine brighter. As the foxes run and play, more sparks fly up from their tails, and the northern lights shimmer and sparkle across the velvety black night. No two evenings are the same. The fast and curious foxes create a new pattern every time they come out to play. Sometimes, a faint green light hovers behind thin clouds. Other times, bright green, red, pink, and purple light up the clear sky. On the rarest of occasions, the foxes leave shimmering trails of blue behind them. On some nights, the lights drape like curtains across the sky. On others, they ebb and flow like the ocean, sending giant waves of color across a black canvas. Sometimes they dance and shimmer like stained glass that's catching the sunlight. But no matter which shape the lights take, the people below will always be watching. With the light still hovering up above, it's time for the children to go to bed. Coming inside with flushed cheeks and glassy eyes, they have a hot drink before crawling under their warm quilts. They peek out of their windows to get one last glimpse of the night sky. And then they fall asleep to colorful dreams, where foxes leap and bound across the snow. Soon the grandmothers and grandfathers, who are huddled around their warm fires, unwrap themselves from their wool blankets and go to bed. They carry their cups of hot chamomile tea inside before putting on their night clothes and crawling into bed. Having seen many seasons come and go, they know that now, winter is here to stay for a while. The foxes send up their sparks for months, bringing a gentle beauty to the frozen landscape. There's no need to stay awake any longer now, for they'll be able to enjoy the spectacle for many nights to come. Some people were closing their eyes and falling asleep. The winter is a reminder to slow down and explore the dark days that are filled with possibilities. It's a time to reassess as you welcome nature's reminder that everyone needs rest. But others have decided to stay up late. The long nights leave people with plenty of time to catch up with old friends, curl up with a book, or learn a new craft. For those still awake, the night is filled with laughter and chatter. The silence that can only be heard on snowy nights occasionally punctuates the conversation. In one house, two friends sip hot chocolate, recounting tales of their childhood adventures. In another, a man sits quietly in meditation, watching the stars twinkle in the sky. One by one, these people also head off to bed, their minds filled with the beauty of the place that they live, and warmed by the connections that they have with family and friends. Soon, just one woman remains awake, sitting alone by a warm fire. The flames flicker yellow and orange, just as the sky above is filled with miraculous greens and reds. The fire pops and crackles, jumping from log to log, mingling with the night air. The woman pulls on her favorite pair of slippers and wraps a blanket around her shoulders. She glances from the fire to the sky outside, thinking of the white Arctic foxes running and dancing in the snow. She enjoys the complete silence of the night, the only sounds being the popping fire and the gentle wind brushing against the frosted windows. The northern lights glitter on the glass squares, looking like a deep green lake beneath the panes of glass. She imagines that the snowflakes falling onto her window are the white-tailed foxes running above, sending sparks into the darkness. Finally, she feels her breath start to slow, and her eyelids begin to close. It's time for her to go to bed, too. She puts out the fire and crawls under the covers, joining the rest of the people sleeping under the glowing sky. In the mountains and fjords, the Arctic foxes begin to grow sleepy too, having played all night with their friends. The pups curl up next to their mothers. They all snuggle together, making holes in the snow to stay warm. The older foxes go for one last run, watching sparks jump from their tails into the darkness of night as they tire themselves out for bed. With so much terrain to cover and so many places to run each night, foxes know that winter is the best time for rejuvenation. Balancing activity and restfulness means that their sleep is so much deeper. The icy snow crunches underfoot. The foxes compress the snow as they land on it, leaving behind tiny paw prints that only last for a second. Their tails cover their tracks as they run and play. They chase the untouched snow that's glowing green under the lights. When they've spent their energy, they return to the sleeping pups and burrow in. The snowpack and their thick fur will keep them warm and cozy through the long, cold night. Beyond the reach of the northern lights, thousands of stars sparkle in the black sky. The moon peeks out from behind a cloud, enjoying the colors that have made her sky even more beautiful. The wind howls across the tundra, through the cracks in the mountains, and over the fjords. The night birds fly under the lights, their wings illuminated with every color. A light snow begins to fall, covering the sleeping land. The snow descends, dusting the roofs with people sleeping underneath, and blanketing the foxes curled up with their noses tucked into their bushy tails. The colorful sky is reflected in the fresh snow, and the goddess of the moon watches the world below as it slows down. And now, it's time to leave you to fall asleep, dreaming of the beautiful colors in the winter night sky and the wonderful animals that created them.